It's love.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR.
Originally from the 1967 film The Tiffany Memorandum, known in Italian as Il Mistero dell'Ombra, that was Riz Ortolani with sequence M8. And that appeared on an early version of the video game Grand Theft Auto, and there was one based in London. But that song is easier found on Volume 1 of the Beat at Cinecittà compilation through the Crippled Dick Hot Wax label in the late 90s. The Tiffany Memorandum starred American B-movie actor Ken Clark, best known as Agent 077, or O-77, a bit of a continental spin on the James Bond trend of the 60s. Good evening. Name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. This is your semantically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's Primed and Ready community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and you can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gek, and I'll be bringing the heat here until 9 p.m. Don't call in this time, as this episode is pre-recorded for your pleasure. I will likely be figuring out my minibar setup in Detroit Rock City as you listen to this. However, you can still email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. There's also a Facebook page for Exploding Head Movies now, which you should check out and like. At the behest of CITR's illustrious music coordinator, the decades-young Luke Meat, you regularly find him on Wednesday's morning show, A Noise. Tonight's profile will be on Italian composer Riz Ortolani. Amongst a few cues scattered over his career, we'll primarily look at his score for the notorious 1980 horror film Cannibal Holocaust. But we'll start off with Jackpot, and that's a band name that's been used far too often. Of the dozen of acts that have used the name Jackpot, this is the Swedish disco version, featuring a trio of Stockholm lads. In 2009, they released a 12-inch for Greased Lightning through the label Permanent Vacation. And we're going to listen to UK producer Rory Phillips do a remix. He's best known for working with acts like The XX, Scissor Sisters, and Chromeo. So here's Rory Phillips remixing Jackpot's Greased Lightning. Thank you.
Don't miss DJ Spooky's Terra Nova, Symphonia Antarctica, Saturday, April 9th at the Chan Center. This large-scale multimedia work is a meditation on global warming, translating DJ Spooky's first-person encounter with the harsh, dynamic landscape of Antarctica into visual and sonic portraits. This performance will also feature Corey Ham on piano, as well as string trio Infinitus. Tickets and more information can be found at chancenter.com. That's DJ Spooky, performing Terra Nova, Symphonia Antarctica, Saturday, April 9th at the Chan Center on UBC campus.
Before that announcement, we heard from Helsinki the act called Regina, or as we'd say in Finn, Regina. And that was Sankoyata Yöksi, which is Finnish for Can I Stay the Night? The original version of that song can be found on last year's digital album Puutarha Trilogia, or the Pine Tar Trilogy. But what we just heard was the Mogwai remix of Sankoyata Yöksi. And Mogwai's latest album is the brilliantly titled Hardcore Will Never Die, But You Will. The Scottish act will be in town May 6th at the Commodore. Coming up next here on Exploding Head Movies, Steve Moore. He's the bassist for the Pittsburgh space rock duo Zombie, though he also used to be part of the metal punk act Microwaves. He's recorded an EP for the new label Lies, which stands for Long Island Electric Systems, and this shows a bit more of a Detroit techno sound. Hopefully, since I'm in Detroit, I can catch a proper techno show. But here's Steve Moore with the title track for his EP, Zero Point Field. Thank you. Nice little record-skipping rhythm there. That was Pablo Mandelbrot with the A-side to his only record so far, Hot Swap. And that's off the label Modisch Aber Unrentabel. And Mandelbrot claims to be from Bear Harbor in the state of Maine, but there's plenty of speculation online as to which famous producer or DJ is actually the person behind the alias of Pablo Mandelbrot. I haven't found anything out yet, but in time I'm sure all will be revealed by the man himself, I'm sure. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. After the station identification, it is Toronto's Azari N3.
Hey, this is Blaine from The Accused, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We'll be right back. Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
We started the hour with Azarian 3 with their latest Indigo, and the Toronto crew were rumored to help revive the old Chicago label Trax with this release, but they wound up releasing the Indigo EP through Tiga's label, Turbo. And then we heard Deadmau5 with Slip, and that's off his 2008 album, Random Album Title. Deadmau5's latest album is 4x4=12, and Canada's progressive house rodent king will be spending April in Australia and May in Asia. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Coming up later will be Riz Ortolandi, but before that, we'll do a little bit more of a dance thing here. And this is yet again another act for which there's very little info. Soft Rocks are out of the UK, and they have a handful of records to their name. Their latest is Disco Power Play 3, and I've only heard a sampler of that record so far, but it's quite good. So here's Soft Rocks with the phonetic Aja. We'll be right back. 78. This is Animation, and this is the extended mix of Space Traveler, which came out on 12-inch through Evil Records. And that's about all the information I have about Animation, though they appear to be part of the massive Quebecois disco scene of the late 70s, when pop acts were inspired by the huge Montreal clubs. The DJs at those clubs raided New York record shops for the latest hits every week. There's a Canadian movie called Funky Town that came out a few months ago that looks at the Montreal scene, 1976. And as the years progressed in the film, it shows how the bridge between the first wave of disco and the later European variants that fueled Chicago house went. I'm really keen on doing a show on Quebecois disco in the future, but my collection remains utterly woeful. So if you can help me out, let me know. RadioFreeGak@gmail.com. Otherwise, just look up Facebook. Look up Exploding Head Movies that way. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies. Coming up shortly, Riz Bortolotti.
Doing. This is Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thank you.
from the 1967 episodic adulterous film Woman Time 7, which starred Shirley MacLaine. That was Riz Ortolani with What to Do. And in the background, we're listening from Series 1 of the TV show The Octopus, or La Piovra. This is Ortolani with Cathedral de Plomo, or Cathedral of Lead. And Ortolani scored the entire first series in 1984 for the Mafia show. In Series 2, the composer who took over the score for the next four series was Ennio Morricone. And there were five more series of La Piovra made until 2001. And Riz Ortolani was born in 1931 in Pizzaro, Italy. And in the 50s, he founded Lead, a big jazz band in Italy, before turning to scoring in the early 60s. And he's done all or parts of over 200 productions, including German westerns, Euro-exploitation films, and the usual mix of giallo, mondo, and other B films. We're going to start off with a few cues just across the board. We're going to start off with one heard in Kill Bill Volume 1, but you won't find it on the actual soundtrack album. And this is originally the title track to the 1967 film known as I Giorno di Rira. So here's Riz Ortolani with Day of Anger.
Thank you.
We started off with the main theme to A Day of Anger, or Il Giorno dell'Ira. Then from the 1971 film Addio Zio Tom, or Italian for Goodbye Uncle Tom, that was Miami. And that film was a pseudo-documentary slash horror on America and race. And what we just heard was the theme to the 1972 film The Valachi Papers, directed by Terrence Young and starred Charles Bronson. And that was a story about in the 60s about the first mafia informant. And from the Valachi Papers, we're listening to Awaiting, and these are all done by Riz Ortolani. Some of the English and U.S. films that we know Ortolani for include The Seventh Dawn, The Yellow Rolls Royce, The Glory Guys, The Bliss of Mrs. Blossom, and The House on the edge of the park. But we're about to listen to the score that most of us probably know him for. But stick around for these important announcements. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
You're listening to Exploding Head Movies. Cannibal Holocaust was a notorious film released back in 1980, directed by Ruggero Deodato. The story plays off as an early Blair Witch project. A documentary crew from New York headed down to the Amazon River to film indigenous tribes, but they later went missing. So a second team heads down to find out what happened to the first crew, and they found the first crew's film and then discover what happened. Now, due to the sexual violence and total gore of the film, Cannibal Holocaust was initially banned in many regions, and at one point the director, Deodato, was almost tried for murder, partly since the marketing campaign behind Cannibal Holocaust included paying off the actors just to not appear for a while and be quiet. So at that point, a lot of people thought they disappeared and they were killed. But no, once the non-disclosure agreement sort of wore off, then they sort of appeared and showed proof that they were still alive. Ortolani provided the score, and he mixed traditional orchestra sounds with a melancholic, almost religious melody, but he undercut it with horror synths that could fit right in with early John Carpenter. So, from Cannibal Holocaust, here's Riz Ortolani with the main theme. Thank you.
Cannibal Holocaust è un film di Ruggero Deodato che lui ci teneva moltissimo che io facessi le musiche, però prima mi ha portato in sala di proiezione per vedere questo film che è veramente molto forte, molto, molto violento, però girato molto bene. E mi ha chiesto appunto se io gli facevo delle musiche, così se mi sentivo di fare questo film, e io ho detto con molto piacere, perché il film mi sembra che è girato molto bene, che è fatto molto bene e che senz'altro cercherò di fare una cosa che a lui piaccia. Ecco.
We started off with the main theme to Cannibal Holocaust, then we heard Adulteress's Punishment, then Massacre of the Troop, and then we closed off with Savage Rite. And in between there, we actually heard from Ortolani himself. That was from a 2007 interview that appeared on YouTube. And it was talking about how he was chosen to score Cannibal Holocaust by Ruggero Deodato. Throughout the interview itself, Ortolani is quite proud of his score, and as you hear there, he admired how well the movie was filmed. And in the background, this was probably the biggest film I believe Ortolani was involved with, and this is from 1985, and this was from Christopher Columbus. This was called Primitive Love. And one thing I want to profile on Ortolani later is his work that he did on one of his first films, which was Mondo Cane, and that was a collaboration with him and Nino Oliveira. So there's a lot of Ortolani to choose from, and I hope to profile that soon, especially once I find the Mike Patton album full of Italian pop song covers called Mondo Cane as well. And that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. They'll guide you to midnight. Then Canada Post Rock will be with you with P-Bone. If you missed any of this week's episode, you can always just grab the podcast from CITR's website, which is www.citr.ca. You can also search iTunes. The iTunes podcast store does have Exploding Head Movies there. Just look for CITR. You'll find this show and all of our other wonderful programming. You can also check Facebook for Exploding Head Movies as well. We'll put the podcast up there once I find it. And I'll put some other distractions here and there. Maybe I'll put the YouTube video I found there so you can easily find it. And that will be that. So next week, I should be back from Detroit then. I'll be here in person. So one thing I was looking at is Sonic Youth did a score recently for a French film. So I'll try to flip all that. So we'll go back to Women's Time 7 to close this show off. This is a bit jazzier number. Should lead in perfectly for Gavin. From Women Time 7, this is Riz Ortolani with Paintings on the Wall. So take care of Vancouver, and we'll see you in 7. Please keep a few cherry blossoms on the trees for me.
Mm-hmm. You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, coming right up with Gavin Walker. We're also on the web, www.citr.ca.